Yeah, I agree with that. I loaded up the radio with all the repeaters between here and back home along I-94. I didn't want to overwhelm my radio with a bunch of repeaters I wasn't going to use. So I listen as I go over, and I try to keep track of when I hear, you know, when I hear people on there and whatnot. I did email a couple of guys over there, a couple of clubs, and one of them was pretty welcoming, you know, and explained some stuff and what their repeaters were doing. And the other guy told me that, well, nobody uses analog anymore. Everybody uses digital. You're not going to get to talk to anybody over here. And I thought that was a really negative response to give a fresh ham, but I just pushed him aside and kept doing what I'm doing, right? And I do call out on the signals, on the frequencies there, just to see if anybody comes out. But you're right, if it's not during their normal times, it's hard to get a response sometimes.
WINX, can I break in?
Go ahead, breaking station.
Whiskey India 8 X-ray, my name is Chris. There's no frequencies. There's no 2 meters, there's no 440s available. They're either being used for analog or digital. The only area you could probably put a repeater up is on 220 or 900. Plenty of frequencies.
Yeah, he's not talking about doing it in this area, so I don't think he has to worry about having a repeater pair. It's a little more remote where he's talking about doing it, and he would definitely, he's already said he's looking to do it the right way if he does it at all. So I'm sure he'll figure that out.
The other thing is you could put up a SNPR, a single non-protected pair, but if somebody who already has a frequency in that area, you'd have to shut down temporarily for that moment. But that's a thought. You know, it's where your separation would be, maybe 100 kilohertz or something like that. Like on two different simplex channels. But yeah, it's tough. It's tough when you want to set up a repeater. And the repeaters range in price from, $300 to $1,000 just for the repeater. Then you got to get it set up. You got to buy an antenna. You got to get hardline. You got to have a site, stuff like that. Then they're done it. Good luck.